Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock. I was going to make us go to 1:30, but that wouldn't go very long, would it? That's just about now. We'll be here until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us this afternoon. We got a special guest in the studio with us today, and we'll introduce him in just a moment here. But I do want to remind you, check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can find out more about us, more about me, more about our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, where I'm the pastor. And you can also listen to past programs. And if you don't stay up late at night on Sunday night for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, you can listen to those programs there as well, all at livewithpastoral.com. All right, well, we're going to get into our program here today, and again, good to have you with us here today, and I am joined in the studio here with Rod Black, who is a former pastor, evangelist, has sermon and song ministries, and he's author of a book which I think is very good, When a Child of God Dies, subtitled From One Grieving Heart to Another. And Rod Black, welcome to the program today.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. Well, appreciate you having me on.
I'm glad you were able to come in to be with us here in the studio today. And just a quick synopsis of your background before we get into the book and the topic there, just so people know who you are.
Well, I'm originally from this general area, south of here a ways, around Akron-Canton area. I was saved as a child. I was 12 years old when the Lord saved me, and been involved in ministry. Well, Lord called me to preach. I think I would have been, it was October of 78. I think I would have been right around 20 years of age or so. And anyways, I've been involved in ministry all along. And just loving it. I got married, and my wife and I, 38 and a half years together, and then just here a few months ago, back in February of this year, she went home to be with the Lord after dealing with some cancer, brain cancer. But.
Right. And I've had an opportunity to meet you at some different pastors' fellowships and things over the years, and I appreciate the ministry that you have. You have a ministry called Song, Sermon and Song Ministry.
That's correct,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Been in evangelism for, I guess it's been about 19 years. And, Sermon Song Ministries. My wife wrote a lot of music, and we would sing together. I would preach, and the music has always been an important part of the ministry, and of course now that I don't have her, I'm continuing in that same ministry, and still singing a lot of her songs, by the way. Mm-hmm. I go wherever the Lord opens a door. Obviously, you know more people around home than you do far, far away. So the ministry seems to center around the Ohio area and Ohio and surrounding states. But I get to the East Coast, get down in the South, and down in the Carolinas, Tennessee, whatnot. I get west some. So.
Well, it sounds like the Lord is continuing to use you on a regular basis. That's great. And you also have a website, right?
Sermonandsong.org. Yes.
Sermonandsong.org.
Right.
And that brings us up to your book. You have other materials there as well, not just this book.
Well, I don't have books on the website, but I do have some of my wife's music on the website. So some of that is in print, and then some recordings as well. We are out of some of that stuff now. I've got to get some things reordered. But yeah, I do carry a lot of books on my book tables when I'm in churches, but on the website, this would be the only book.
Yeah, but there are some of your music
things there.
And, of course, for people that are trying to find last-minute Christmas gifts, It's a great opportunity.
There you go.
Shop your website and get some good quality music there, but as well as this book. And you had sent me a copy of this book, When a Child of God Dies, and I was looking at it, and I thought, it has really a very, just the cover with the field of daisies and everything and the sunrise there, it's just a very pleasant cover. And I was looking at it, and my wife saw it. Now, my wife, many of our listeners know, is a hospice nurse, and so it intrigued her, and she picked it up, and I think 2 days later, she handed it back to me and said, "You got to get a bunch of these." You know, we're given wives for a reason, right? Because they have good ideas.
There you go.
And so we followed up on that. We ordered some, and we got talking, and I was looking at the book and reading the book, and I thought, well, in addition to ordering some of these, I wonder if he'd come on the radio with me. And my wife said, that'd be a great idea. So she confirmed that, and I thought, well, that's good enough for me. And we contacted you, and I contacted you, and you were able to come on with us. And, you know, I know it's a sensitive subject, especially around the holidays. It can be very sensitive, but I think it's very needful. And how would you explain how the Lord worked this out for you to put this book together?
Well, I don't claim to be a writer. My wife was great at things of that nature. She was an English major, mm-hmm. and she tried to kind of keep me in line and show me a few things along the way. And praise God she did when she was here. I picked up some of it, but I wasn't looking to write a book. But what happened is her funeral service was on a Friday. The following Saturday, I was asking the Lord, "Lord, what do you want me to preach tomorrow?" And the Lord impressed on my heart to put a sermon together. He gave me some thoughts and some direction, and the sermon I preached the Sunday after her funeral, Debbie Black, by the way, in case the name rings a bell, but the sermon I preached following that funeral, I entitled "When a Child of God Dies," and that it was probably. It's probably a month, 6 weeks, maybe 2 months after that, the Lord impressed on my heart that maybe this should be a book. And I had about determined to do that, and my sister came to hear me preach. I preached that message in several churches. My sister came to hear me preach at a church that was close by, and she told me, she says, "Rod, you need to put that in a book." Well, I says, I have plans to do that. That's on my heart. I'm working on it now. And so that's how it all came to be. And, of course, it evolved. It grew a little bit and a little more study, a little more detail. But
now, when your wife was ill, you had shared with me previously that you had been supplied with some booklets and different things to kind of help out. And there was a lot of good in them, but you had shared that there was one problem with them.
After she passed, folks had given me some things to read, and quite honestly, there were things in there that were helpful, and I've been told many times that everyone grieves in their own way, mm-hmm. and I understand that. But I also believe that God gave us a book.
Right.
He gave us a guideline for every area of our lives. And some of the material that was given to me, I just saw some inconsistencies there. This didn't line up with scriptural principles. And that kind of bothered me. I believe that, grieve however you'd like. I'm okay with that as long as you do it within the parameters of the Word of God. You see, God knows us. He made us. Mm-hmm. And he made us. He understands a grieving heart. In fact, I make mention in the book that I believe that God himself empathizes with man. He lost a son. He lost his
right.
only son. Now, of course, he regained him. He rose again from the grave. But nonetheless, God the Father had to watch his only begotten son, Jesus, die on a cross.
Right.
and for sins that he didn't commit, for my sins, for yours, and I'm sure it had to rip his heart out. And God wants to be, the Bible calls him the God of all comfort. He wants to comfort us. He wants to help us. So let's do it God's way rather than go off on our own. Some of the advice that I was given is that you can grieve however you want. You get mad at God. That's all right. You shake your fist at heaven. God's big enough. He can handle it. Well, that may be true. God might be able to handle it. He's not going to crumble if you get mad at him. But I don't believe that's God's plan. I don't. If I trust my God, then I'm not going to get mad at him for a decision he makes that I don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, I wanted Debbie to live on. I was not pleased when he chose to take her, but I've got to trust him.
Right. And that really, for a Christian, can't be a difficult thing. And I like what you said. God empathizes with that because he understands what it's like to have someone die. And not just his son, but when you think about it, God created mankind not to die. That was not the original intent.
Yes.
And I firmly believe that one of the reasons, you remember the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept.
Yes.
But remember what that was in context was. Lazarus, his friend,
right,
had died. And as they came to the tomb, you see that simple statement, Jesus wept. Because, and I've preached on that, I'm sure you've probably looked at that and preached on that perhaps too, but I preached on it and I said, he wept because he was facing what was never supposed to be in the grand scheme of things, death. Mm-hmm. But because of Adam's sin, by one man, sin entered into the world and death by sin. And so here's Lazarus. He's seeing death right there. And of course, knowing that he soon would be following in the same path.
Right.
And so seeing the death of his creation, especially the idea of it's not supposed to be, you know, we get upset and how can this happen? Imagine what happened when Adam and Eve rebelled against God and died spiritually, or even go further back when Lucifer rebelled against God and
sure.
died spiritually. And that had to grieve God more than we can even begin to understand, right?
Right.
So,
amen.
Well, when we look at that, and we know death has been a part of the world since Adam and Eve, it entered in because of their sin and their rebellion. In your book, When a Child of God Dies, you address two, I like how it says, two important questions, because they are important questions. And if you could share on what those are.
Well, primarily, what happens, what actually takes place, what transpires when a child of God dies. There are some basic things that the scriptures mention that take place when a Christian leaves this world, after they take their last breath. But then the most important area to me is, what do we do? How do we go on?
Mm-hmm.
They are with the Lord. They're walking streets of gold. Their pain is gone. Their sorrow is gone. I mean, they've got it made, you know. But here we are,
right,
left to put the pieces back together and try to go on. And how do we do that? And so the second half of the book is how do we go on? How do we carry on after the Lord takes our loved one home, regardless of who it may be, regardless of the relationship? In my case, it was my wife. But many times, folks lose a parent. A child dies. A close friend. I'll never forget when I was probably around 16, 18 years of age. I remember a young man in our church that was a few years older than I was, had only been married a short time, and was killed in a tragic accident. And I'm telling you, it tore me up. I wish I'd have had a book like this back then. It would have helped me. So regardless of what the relationship is, we need to know how to react when the Lord takes our loved one home. How do you go on?
Right. And looking at these two, positions. And you think about it, dealing first with the actual what happens when the Christian breathes their last breath. You know, I always think of the song Fanny Crosby. Remember, she was blind all her life, but penned some wonderful songs, absolutely wonderful songs.
She did.
I really love her songs. We sing them at our church all the time, many of her songs. But she has the one song where in the chorus she says, I shall know him. But it's interesting when you think about it. She was blind all her life. And she talks about, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. So she knows she's going to see. She's going to be fully restored to health. And that's another sort of area, too, because we pray for the healing of loved ones. And oftentimes, I think God heals them completely when he takes them to be with them, never to cry again, never to be sick again. And so she knows she's going to have sight. She's going to have vision. But what does she then say at the end of that? She says something that somebody who's been blind all their life would really identify with. I shall know him how? By the print
of
the
nails
in his hand. She's going to reach out and touch her Savior. And all her life, how did she know somebody? By the touch, right? Sound of their voice and the touch. Touch the face, touch the hand or something, and she's going to reach out and touch. And there's such tremendous comfort there.
Yes.
The healing and the fellowship and that just that tenderness that God, who created the universe, would allow one of his creatures, his creations, just to simply reach out and touch him.
Amen. Amen.
But that comes, of course, through Christ's death on the cross.
Right.
And I like how at the end you do have a good chapter toward the end, I believe, where you go through what Christ has done for us.
Oh, my. You know, it's so important that we have that relationship with God. I mean, it's one thing to go to church and to read our Bible and things of that nature, but you got to know where you're going when you breathe your last breath. Of course, I talk about when a child of God dies, but I want to make sure that you all are children of His as well. Make sure that you've got that settled. You know, a lot of folks will tell you that you can't really know for sure, but oh my, my Bible tells me that we can know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that helped Debbie. Before she died, she knew she was dying, and she was at total peace because she knew she was going to heaven.
Right.
And I want you to know that. That's why I made sure I spent plenty of time at the close of the book to emphasize the importance of knowing for sure you're going to heaven when you die.
Well, and then again, that also bears with the idea of how we should react when a loved one passes, because if you know that they're saved and you know that you yourself are saved as well, the assurance that's there, the comfort that's there, we had talked about in Second Corinthians, where Paul says in the first chapter he talks about God and he refers to him as the God of all comfort.
Yes.
Because there is tremendous comfort in that, isn't there?
Amen. Amen. You know, I really believe that this can be a special, this time of grieving can be a special time for the child of God, for the Christian. I've got to tell you that God has been so good to me. I just can't praise him enough. He's been so kind to me during this time as he has helped me through this time of grieving. And he uses people to do that as well. God uses people, and I emphasize that in the book, how God will use your friends and your Christian relatives to help bring you through this thing. But yes, he does want to comfort us. He cares about us. He loves us.
Yeah, and right there, I just was looking at the passage there in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and it's exactly what you said, because verse 3 says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. And then the very next verse, he says, who comforteth us in all our tribulations. So there's God, the God of all comfort, comforting us. And then he says, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Amen. And, you know, I think your book really epitomizes that passage, because as God has comforted you, you have put together a book. It's not long. It's easy to read. You could read it in one evening if you wanted to, quite easily.
Right.
And through the comfort that God comforted you with, you're able to comfort others. And I think if somebody looks at this book, they'll get comfort as well, and they'll be able to comfort others, just like the Scripture says.
Well, that's my goal. That's my heart. I want to be a help to others who are going through a hard time. I want to share mm-hmm. the chorus of a song that Debbie
yes.
wrote. It's printed in the book. But the chorus, the title of the song is "I Have Just Begun to Live." The chorus says, "I have just begun to live. At last these eyes can truly see. From sin and shame unshackled, from death forever free, I can look upon the face of our loving Lamb of grace. No need for tears of grief. I have joy beyond belief, and I have just begun to live."
Amen. That is a great song. And I encourage people to check this out. Where can they find out more, and if they'd like to get a copy of this book for themselves or someone?
Well, you can go to my website. Again, that is Sermon and Song. Spell out the word "and." sermonandsong.org. And it's available on there. The price is $9.95 each. However, I want to be a help to you. There's some tremendous discounts for bulk purchase. If you buy two or more copies, you'll save quite a bit. Some huge discounts. And I just trust it'll be a help to you. So again, sermonandsong.org. And you can purchase the book through the website.
Well, Rod Black, I'm really glad you're able to come on the program with us. And, you know, you're walking a journey that, you know, as a pastor, I'm sure you've tried to help other people on that. And now you find yourself in that same situation. And I can see where God has really worked in your life to be a blessing, to help encourage others that might be going through similar things. And as I said before, even though this is the holiday season, we just had Thanksgiving, Christmas coming up, and people are thinking about that. But this is a time of year that a lot of people are going to face the first, probably this past Thanksgiving was the first Thanksgiving with a loved one not at the table. This Christmas
right.
may be the first Christmas that a loved one is not there joining in the celebrations of the birth of our Savior. And it'll be bittersweet for some people. It'll be difficult for some people. But the comfort that we can receive from our Lord.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I think you've covered that very well in your books. I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate the opportunity to share this a little bit. And again, God has been so good to me, and He wants to help you too. Don't turn your back on Him. Trust Him through this time. He'll be there for you. He loves you.
Amen. I appreciate that. And Rod Black, thank you for coming in. Again, if you're listening and this book sounds like it might be a help to you, go to sermonandsongministries.org.
That'd be Sermon and Song.
Sermon and Song.
Sermon and Song.
Sorry, sermonandsong.org.
Right.
And check this out. It's a real blessing. I think it'll be a big help. And there's some good music there that people can listen to. And we're praying for you and your family, and know that it's still a journey to go through, but thank you that we do have the God of all comfort, right?
I do still shed tears, but God's been good.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us today, and God bless. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, and thanks to all our listeners. Join us next time on Live with Pastor Al.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church
Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word.
Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.